Delanor Manson is the first black person to lead the Kentucky Nurses Association since it was founded 117 years ago. What she's done with her career is the exception, not the rule.
I have to say that part of the reason we have a nursing shortage is that many nurses of color have said enough. I'm not taking it anymore and I'm out.
Manson's grandmother was a nursing assistant, and she was the one who encouraged her to become a nurse. Manson graduated from the University of Kentucky's nursing school in the 1970s, but she says her experience there was horrendous. Manson remembers an instructor who told her she'd make a better nursing assistant than a nurse.
I had to call and ask my mother, what could she possibly be talking about? And what my mother told me is that they don't think that black people make good nurses because we're not smart enough. And she said, and I'm sure you'll prove her wrong.
Manson's experience is echoed by many nurses across the U.S., according to a new national report by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. The report surveyed nearly 1,000 nurses and found that more than 40% believe racism or discrimination was part of their nursing school's culture. The report also found that black nurses are more likely to have seen or experienced racism from management in the workplace. Manson says schools and employers must do more to support nurses of color.
Many African-American nurses who are very qualified in terms of degrees and experience do not get the opportunity for promotion.
Valencia Brown works at the Norton Infectious Diseases Institute in Louisville and is on track to earn a doctorate of nursing practice. She says mentors helped her advance her career, but black people's contributions to the profession are minimized.
Going through nursing school, I never heard or learned about one black nurse in history that contributed to anything.
Plenty of black nurses have played critical roles throughout history. Take, for example, Mary Seacole, a black British-Jamaican pioneer in nursing. She treated wounded men during the Crimean War in the 1800s, which was fought between Russia and several countries, including the United Kingdom. That same war brought fame to Florence Nightingale, a white woman celebrated as the founder of modern nursing. But Seacole's story was not often told until recently. Brown says stories of black nurses like Seacole can inspire future generations, like this group of seventh graders in Louisville.
We're going to put the blood pressure cuff on my arm. So pump it up to about the 180.
A small group of mostly black students from an all-girls school watched as nurses showed them how to take someone's blood pressure. The students were at the headquarters of the healthcare company Humana in Louisville.
Right, keep going until it stops.
The event is part of Humana's Nursing Advisory Council's effort to inspire future nurses of color, like 12-year-old Madison Victor.
It was actually really fun because you can learn how to help other people and even help yourself in the simplest ways.
Haley Chandler, another student, says they talked with the nurses about why diversity in healthcare matters.
When you have somebody who looks like you that's like taking care of you, you have like a connection with them.
Events like this are needed, but they are certainly not a silver bullet. Black nurses say that intentional efforts to foster a racism-free workplace and provide opportunities for growth are crucial to attract and keep diverse talent in nursing. I'm Morgan Watkins, Side Effects Public Media.